श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी, कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 6 फ्रॉम वर्स 37 टू 47। डेस्टिनी ऑफ मैन हु हैज फॉलन फ्रॉम योगा and glory of the man of exclusive devotion. Chapter 6, verse 37. Arjuna uvacha, ayatik shraddayo petaha yogach chalitamanasaha aprapya yoga samsiddhim kham gatim krishna gacchati. Arjuna said, O Krishna, he who, though endowed with faith, is lax in his striving, whose mind deviates from yoga, having failed to attain perfection in it, what fate does he meet with? Chapter 6, verse 38. Kachinno bhaya vibrashtaha chinna brahmiva nashyati apratishto mahabaho vimudho brahmana pati. O mighty armed, addressing Sri Krishna, deluded from the path to God realization and without any hold upon the world, thus deprived of both God realization and worldly enjoyment, does he not perish like a rent cloud? Chapter 6, verse 39. Etan me samshayam Krishna, chetum arhasya sheshataha, tvadanya samshayasyasya, cheta nahyupapadyate. O Krishna, dispel this doubt of mine completely, for none other than you is competent enough to remove this doubt. Chapter 6, verse 40. Shri Bhagavan uvacha, partha naiveha namutra vinashastasya vidyate nahi kalyana kritakaschida durgatim tata gacchati. The Blessed Lord said, O Partha, addressing Arjuna, there is no fall for him either here or hereafter. O my son, for none who works for self-redemption meets with an evil end. Comment. As someone is going on a pilgrimage to Badrinath, on the way he stops by for the night. Next morning he resumes his journey from where he is. Just because he had a break in the journey, he does not have to start again from home. In the same way, wherever Dhyana Yogi has already reached, just because of death, he does lose the progress he has already made. However far he has reached, his efforts are not lost. The reason is that his aim for spiritual progress is well set, he cannot fall into grief. Therefore, there is no place for disappointment in the spiritual path to attain God. Chapter 6, verse 41. Prapya punya kritam lokan ushitva shashvatik samaha shuti nam shrimatam gehe yogak brashto bijayate. The fallen yogi, having attained the world of righteousness, which men of meritorious deeds are entitled to, and having lived there for countless years, is reborn in the house of the pious and prosperous. Chapter 6, verse 42. Atava yoginam eva kule bhavati dhimatam etaddhi durlabhataram loke janma yadidrisham. Or if he had fallen from yoga after developing dispassion, He is born in a family of enlightened yogis, but this kind of birth is very difficult to obtain in this world. Comment. The aspirant who has not completely abandoned the desires for worldly enjoyments, yogi who has fallen in this manner goes to heaven, etc. Then he is born in rich and pious family. But the aspirant who has abandoned the desire for pleasures, such aspirants, having only some subtle thoughts of worldly objects at the time of death, do not go to heaven, but instead they are directly born in a house of yogis. Chapter 6, verse 43. Tatritam buddhi samyogam labhate paurva dehikam yatate chatato bhuyaha samsiddhau kurunandana. There he regains knowledge acquired in the previous birth automatically, and he strives again for perfection with greater vigor than before. O joy of the Kurus! Meaning Arjuna. Comment. For the aspirant born in the family of yogis, the tendencies from the previous birth automatically appear in him. Due to his earlier efforts, he gets the benefit without working hard. The worldly wealth is lost for good when the person dies, but spiritual progress stays even after death. The reason is that the worldly wealth is outside, while the spiritual wealth is inside. Something captured in the self does not get lost. Chapter 6, verse 44. Purva bhyasena te naiva hriyate hyavashopi saha jitnyasurapi yogasya shabdha brahmati vartate. The fallen yogi who takes birth in the house of the prosperous, though subject to the senses, is drawn towards God due to his former practice, as even a seeker who merely wishes to know of yoga of equanimity transcends the performance of Vedic rites performed with selfish motive. Comment. The aspirant who takes the birth in prosperous family after returning from heaven, etc., due to the efforts made by him in the previous birth, he forcibly gravitates towards God. One who has so far not turned towards yoga, knowing the importance of yoga, wants to pursue yoga, even such seeker transcends the merits gained by performing Vedic rites. Then what to speak of the good merit for him who is actively pursuing yoga but who has slipped from yoga? Chapter 6, verse 45. Prayatnad yatamanastu yogi samshuddha kilbishaha aneka janma samsiddha tato yati param gatim. A yogi who strives painstakingly, purified from sins and perfecting himself through many lives, attains the supreme state. Comment. Many births here means more than one birth. For the yogi born in prosperous family, in the first birth he purifies himself by pursuing spiritual practice. Then also in heaven, etc., he further purifies since he does not have inclination toward the enjoyments. And then, being born in family of pious and prosperous, he diligently pursues the spiritual practices and thus further purifies himself. In this manner, he is purified in three births, which has been called aneka janma samsiddha. Chapter 6, verse 46. तपस्विभ्यो दिखो योगी ज्ञानीभ्योपि मतो दिकः कर्मीभ्यश्च दिखो योगी तस्माद् योगी भव अर्जुन. द योगी इज सुपीरियर टू एसेटिक्स नॉट डिवॉइड ऑफ डिजायर्स सुपीरियर टू मेन ऑफ लर्निंग मीनिंग नोवर ऑफ स्क्रिप्चर्स एंड सुपीरियर टू दोज हु परफॉर्म एक्शन which means self-motivated action. Therefore, do thou become a yogi, O Arjuna. Comment. Those who perform austerities, tapasvi, to obtain occult powers, who are knower of scriptures, jnani, who perform yajnas and give charities, karmi, etc., for selfish motive, among them, Yogi is superior. The reason is that tapasvi, jnani and karmi, the goal of all three is the world and they are motivated by selfish motives. But the goal of yogi is to attain God without any selfish motive. Chapter 6, verse 47. योगिनाम अपि सर्वेषां मद्गतेनांतरात्मन श्रद्धावान् भजते यो मां समे युक्ततमो मतः. ऑफ ऑल योगीज ही हु डिवोटली वर्शिप्स मी विथ हिज माइंड फोकस्ड ऑन मी आई होल्ड हिम टू बी द बेस्ट ऑफ योगीज. कमेंट. अमंग द तपस्वी मीनिंग A person performing austerities, jnani, which means knower of scriptures, and karmi, which means performer of motivated actions, yogi is superior. But among the yogis also, an ardent devotee of God is most superior. A yogi may fall from heights, but not the devotee of God, who can never fall, because he is solely dependent on God. Since he depends on God only, God specially protects him. On liberation, yogi may still have a trace of ego, but in a devotee, there is not even an iota of ego remains. The devotee attains love of God, which is ever increasing, for which even the all-powerful God, Mahayogeshwara, has a yearning for. Om Tat Saditi, Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu, Brahma Vidyayam, Yoga Shastre, Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade, Atma Samyama Yoga Nama, Shashto Dhyayaha. Thus, with the words Om Tat Sat, the names of the Lord as sung in the Upanishad of the Bhagavad Gita by the Lord, the science of Brahma, the scripture of Yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna ends the sixth chapter entitled The Yoga of Self-Discipline. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.